position. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If you will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, this is what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get, every minute.
You
will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
You think it's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I've got Kyler here with me. Kyler Davenport. Go ahead, Kyler. What's going on? He's always slow on that mute button. Well, anyways, I'm your host, V. And we are, I don't know, we're going to take it a little easy today. Maybe not be so intense. I know it's very hardcore for the show, but it's only so little time till we actually get set up here and get to do prime time. I don't know, days, couple weeks, I can't tell you, but I will be doing video streams for the show and supervising a super chat, that sort of stuff, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. I get to be a little bit more personable with you, the audience, a little bit more intimate, as I know there's gonna be lots and lots of people coming through with their questions and comments and discussions. So I'm looking forward to that with the platform upgrade, and I hope that you guys will follow us there. And promote us, share us around, and, you know, use it. The show's is a tool, it's a platform for your voice as well. Remember that. So, yeah, I don't know.
This thing.
Go ahead, Kyler.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just checking my audio. I had some problems I had to get through.
And I want people to call in. We're going to have pretty much an open show tonight. 800-313-9443. And I will repeat that. 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to call the local number, phone number is 512-248-8252. Once again, 512-248-8252. And we'll have a little discussion. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. All right. So, I've been very concerned with movies lately. There's so much information in these movies. I brought this up, and I'm going to continue to bring it up. And I'm going to beat this point So it's like a dead horse. I'm trying to make glue. So I really would like for people to pay attention to the world around you, because there's so much put up in front of you that's an illusion, and there's so much put in front of you that's told this illusion that's real. So I'm mainly talking about the movie industry, the entertainment industry, Hollywood. How much of the things that have happened in these movies have come true? I mean, back when they were made, I'm pretty sure, you know, you say, hey, this is happening to me. This crazy stuff's happening to me. And then you get put in an insane asylum. 10 years later, you find out, oh, wait, the government does have this technology. Or some corporation has worked on it and just came out with it. Just being discredited, being... It's sort of like how... I hate to bring this up. It sort of reminds me of how the... When you bring up to Christians that there were other solar messiahs before Jesus, you know, you had a Mithra, a Nimrod, etc. And they'll say, oh, well, those were all plagiarisms for the real thing to get here. And it's like, okay, well, I just scratch my head on that one and walk away. But not that I'm attacking anybody. I just try to bring up these points that I hope people are thinking about. Because if you're not thinking, well, you're not really alive, are you? What was the saying? I think, therefore, I am. So if you're not thinking, then you're not. I don't know. What do you think about that, Kyler? What you got going on?
Well, when you you get to a certain age, you have to settle into something square, you know, and solid. When you're 64, you're not 64, I am. And been around the world a couple of times. When you get to a certain age and you've gone through so much trauma like I have and had so many experiences like I have with undercover work and medicine, emergency medicine, forensics, and all the other, you have to settle into something. It gives you great comfort, great joy to settle into something and go with it and keep it in your heart and soul and make the best of it. So that's where I'm at.
You know, you bring up a good point for me, a good starting point for me to talk with you on the whole Hollywood aspect of what's going on. Because we all know, at least we should all be aware of the child abuse that goes on in Hollywood. But that aside, it seems to be an industry that, once again, gets prior knowledge of things. And we see it. And I explain to people like this. There's an Illuminati, well, Illuminati, for the government, and there's also one for Hollywood. Now, they want to make that extra buck any way they can. So when somebody actually has information, top secret information, maybe some black op information, they go ahead and turn around to their Hollywood brothers, tell them the what the operation is, which gives them a premise to make a movie on, so they can make extra money off of it. What do you think about that? Because we all saw the 9/11 stuff everywhere before it happened, all throughout media.
I've seen movies over the last few months that pretty much spell out everything that we talk about on my show and your show to the T, right down to the crossing the T and dotting the I. So yeah, it's all there in plain sight. People just have to open their eyes and be able to see it.
Absolutely. People, my suggestion to you is to go and watch the last Fast and the Furious movie. has The Rock, you know, Mr. Johnson there, and what's the other guy? the English Vault guy. I'm sorry, I'm just not good with Hollywood stuff. Jason Statham. Thank you, Mike. It really tells everything that's going on right now. And the movie was only released a year ago. A year and a half ago. So I'm actually quite concerned with the arrogance. Because, once again, the stuff will come out in the movies 5 years before something happens. They're cutting it real close here. It's almost right on top of each other. Oh, man. All right, so Kyler, how much of this, for example, topsy-turvy stuff goes on? And do you think it's really depicted? Because for me, whenever I see, you know, like a James Bond movie or, some super agent movie type movie, all I see is some CIA assassin going to take out some activist who's trying to change the world for the better. You know, who's really the good guy? Who's really the bad guy in these movies? Have we been indoctrinated to think the opposite of the truth?
Of course. Of course we have. We've been indoctrinated over the last 150 years. If you'll read Anna von Rick, you'll know that we've been extorted for the last 150 years. We've been terrorized. We've been trained. We've been brainwashed for the last 150 years. We're 50 to 75 years behind anything you talk about or I talk about on this radio show or my radio show is 50 to 75 years behind the curve. We're antiquated. We're old talk show hosts that ought to retire. They're 75 years ahead of us on any and everything that comes out in the movies or anywhere else, or on a need-to-know basis, or in a post on Facebook or some other platform. So we're really, it's a shame, that I bring this up, but it's a need-to-know basis. I mean, they're way, 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 way ahead of anything you and I could come up with in our wildest imagination on this show. And that's something that we just have to get used to as talk show hosts. But it's good to have that wisdom. It's good to have that esoteric wisdom and knowledge and understand and realize that what you're seeing and what you're saying is old, old, old news. I tell people this on Facebook all the time, and they get mad at me. And then they come back a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and say, "Oh, my God, you're right. Oh, my God, I went and looked at what you told me to go look at, and you're right. They're feeding us stuff. They're trickling stuff out to us. They're feeding us real lightly like babies on what they want us to know, but not what's actually going on." Like Elon Musk. If you look at all of Elon Musk's corporations, if you look at all of Elon Musk's companies, including SpaceX and Starlight and all those, you'll see that he's feeding us a little information at a time. People see that robot putting in that occipital lobe chip and they think, "Oh, wow, that's so far out, man. That's so, oh my God, that's so technological." But that's nothing. That's nothing. They've been doing this for years underground. Years underground. They've been cloning human beings for years underground. They've been trading brains for years underground. They've been programming people's brains for years underground. They've been putting people's brains in the cloud for years underground. Everything you and I report here is just old worn out news. Just old worn out poo-poo. But that's what we do. That's our passion. We try to keep up as best we can. We try to fight the good fight. And we try to bring out and vet and draw out the best and most up-to-date information. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. If anybody here knows what Beyond Top Secret is, we're not going to do it. But we damn sure have a lot of fun trying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So, with all the undercover work that you have done. I mean, do you really feel as though there are so many villains out there? I mean, independent. I'm not talking government. I'm not talking cartel. But do you think there are so many just random bad guys out there just has it in for society and is planning stuff like terrorists? Do you see any hint of that in your work?
Yes, and I see our law enforcement agencies fighting diligently to stop some of these things from happening. People get the wrong idea on these alternative talk shows, and they use bad words against the Central Intelligence Agency and against the, MI6, and they use bad words against the NSA and this and that and the other, but they really don't know what they're talking about. We are being defended 24 hours a day here in this country, where I am. We're being highly defended. We're being attacked on a 24-hour basis here in this country. If we didn't have the defense mechanism that we do, if we didn't have all of these walls put up, these firewalls put up, and these security blankets wrapped around us, we would already be a third-world country. We would already be off the map. We would have already been nuked a long time ago. I want everyone on this show to know that you can't throw the baby out with the baby buggy. We have a wonderful government on one side of the strata. And, of course, we are the government. You and I are the government. But people generally think of Congress as the government. But we do have a good industrial complex. We have a good component there that's withstanding a lot and standing up for us and fighting for us in defense of us, or we wouldn't be alive right now. We would be dead because there are so many rogue agents. There are so many rogue organizations. There are so many rogue special missions going on. I've been out there in the midst of it all, and I've seen it, and I've heard it, and I've had a fight with it. I've had to fight with it. I've had to work with double agents. I've had to work with triple agents. I've had to go through that torture. I've had to go through that pain and suffering. And I know what it's like to be out there in the midst of all of those people that are taking bribes from the other side, and that are taking bribes from our side, and then taking bribes from another side, and then nobody knows who's working for who. There were times when I didn't know who I was working for. There were times when I didn't know who I was working with. I just tried to complete my mission. I'm just trying to tell you how complex it is. We have 35 million bureaucrats running the United States of America. 35 million sworn bureaucrats running the United States of America. People are ignorant. They think, oh, you got 500 and something congressmen up there, and you got a lobby, and you got a PAC, and you got, oh, no, 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 no. You've got 35 million people that will bow to the government no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter where they go, no matter what they tell them to do for that paycheck. They've got most of them blackmailed at the need-to-know level. So we all need to know these things, and that's the kind of show I like, the one we're doing right now. Telling the people the truth about breaking the New World Order down into its many parts and pieces and parcels, such as the deep state, the dark state, the shadow government, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg, the United Nations, the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, the WHO, the CDC. All of these organizations serve a purpose. They're all very powerful. They're all very resourceful. They're all very well connected. They're all very ingrained in the system. They all have goals and objectives that are long-term, 100 years long-term, like China likes to do. They like to do 100-year long-term patterns. So people need to be educated to this, B, and that's what we're doing now.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you are here with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break, guys, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right.
Girl is over 9,000.
Yes.
Is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right. So, we got people going crazy over symbolism. I really like that. I really like that people are really looking into the fabric of their reality. I mean, not everybody does that. There's some people who get very in-depth. Have you seen any of these YouTube videos where they people make content analyzing movies and pointing out Illuminati symbolism? Do you think these people are on the right track, or you think they're wasting their time? But what do you think about that?
I think it's a worthy endeavor. I think it's something to look into. I don't think it's something to write home to mom about. It's not that big of a deal in the big adult picture. If that's something you'd like to do as a hobby, that's wonderful. It's innuendo, assumptions, and so forth. But most of these people do this to just look big. They do it as a fad, faddish kind of thing. They do it as a cult kind of thing. Hollywood's a cult, you know, and they've got their insiders, and you're either an insider or you're an outsider when you're in Hollywood. I had some movie star friends I have some photographer friends who take pictures of movie stars and know movie stars really well. As I just talked to one the other day who's a friend of Dolly Parton's, which I'm going to have on. But it's symbolism mostly, and ego. Ego plays a big part in these symbols, like the different people I could name, Britney Spears, Michael J. Fox even, Molly Cyrus. The list just goes on and on of people who just want to look cool. They want to look devilish. They want to look satanic. And it's all just BS. It's just BS. Just BS. Sure, they have child trafficking going on. Sure, they have criminal activity going on. But that's for the adult investigators like myself to dig into, not the symbolism. If we can recognize the symbolism, that's good. The police department has a special gang unit that takes pictures of tattoos. That's all they do. They spend their time taking pictures of tattoos so they can learn the different gangs' signs and symbols. But does it do any good in the long run? Not really. I've worked around homicide. Not really. Dig into the crime, get the facts, find the perpetrator, make the arrest or make the kill. Don't worry about symbolism so much. I'm not into the hype. I'm not into the sensationalism. I'm into facts.
Okay, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, okay. So you don't think... I mean, because these insiders, the special club invite-only people, they are trying to give us messages, though.
They're giving each other messages. They're signaling to their clan, to their tribe, to their culture. It's a part of the deal. To flaunt yourself. It's a part of the deal to flaunt your satanic abuse. It's a part of the deal to flaunt your child trafficking. It's a part of the deal to put it in front of the public's eyes. They're so stupid. The public is so stupid. They want to put it right before the public's eyes, knowing how stupid everyone is and knowing how these kids will bite that and start practicing that and start copying that and start doing that at school. You'll notice the high school kids are doing it. You'll notice the university students are doing it. So it just becomes a fad. After a while, it becomes meaningless. Finding the perpetrator, symbolism becomes meaningless.
Okay. Well, when you put it that way, of course. It's kind of strange because even as a, for example, as a video gamer, I see all these symbolism throughout the video games. There's, you know, opening credits when the game comes up. You see the producer's information, all the company information. The logo is always something solar based or a triangle. There's always something or an eye of some kind. More often than not, most brands, these symbols, these icons, are based on this Illuminati iconography. I guess that's the way to put it.
I will. Your analogy of Illuminati is very, very off base. We'll talk about it when we get back from the break.
I would love to talk about that. Cool.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show that you're still tuned into. Better still be tuned in. Yeah. Callers, please be calling in. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, yes, we're back, and I'm here with Devil's Advocate, Kyler Davenport. So, Kyler, what you want to tell me about the Illumitards?
First of all, I just want to thank God that my show is commercial free. Ah, oh, Wow, what a relief. What a relief. You're not getting the checks for those commercials anyway, so one of these days you will, though. The whole thing is, Illimitards, people say Illimitards, people make fun of the New World Order, they call politicians idiots and stooges and dumbasses and all this kind of thing. They're not that at all. They're very brilliant. The people who are running this show are very, very, very genius, are very brilliant, and the people that are actually handling the controls are MIT graduates and people like that, engineers and bioscientists, bioquantum physics scientists and physicists, and people in cosmology in the top of their class at astrophysics and consciousness and neurological disorders and neurosurgeons, and I mean, it's a whole gamut of archaeologists and geologists, and they pick the best of the best of the best to run the world. And you know, if they didn't, they'd be idiots and they wouldn't be successful, and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab wouldn't be as successful as they are and have been and will be. They're moving on course, they're right on course to where they need to be. They are not falling behind one iota. All of this election fraud and all of these other things that are going on with Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden are just mostly diversions. We'll see what happens on that level. That's known as the second level of politics. We'll find out what happens with that here in the next couple of weeks. I think Trump is going to use the military at some point. I'm waiting for that to happen. We have the National Guard on the ground here forcing vaccines on all of our nurses and doctors and medical staff right now as we speak. But getting back to the Illumitard word, these are not Illumitards. These are very brilliant, very intelligent, very successful, very well-bred people with very, very high IQs and much experience and very well-connected and resourceful and very wealthy. And they know what they're doing. They know where they're going. They have their agenda worked out, and it will be done. It shall be done. But that word Illumitar just really bothers me a lot. Just really bothers me a lot. It's not true. Not true at all.
Well, okay. Well, now you can hear why I call them Illumitards. Well, after becoming targeted, it took me... Now, most people, it takes them quite a few years to figure out that they're targeted, the nature of the targeting, who's doing it. For myself, it took me 2 months after data mining them, and I figured out all the science behind everything they're doing. It wasn't very long after that I had ex-CIA scientists, you know, being contacted with them. They're figuring out, you know, because so highly compartmentalized, they have to find out from me what their counterparts were doing. Now, I've broken every psychological operation that they put on me. Crushed with ease. Never once did they break my mind. And they've done some of the stupidest things in the world. Sometimes that was the only thing that got to me, was how stupid they were to do certain things that they did to me. It's like, maybe I'm going to, they're trying to kill me with stupidity. I'm going to have a artery vein bust in my head or something. Just like, what are these idiots doing? And yes, I've taken their hyper game theory and place it inside my hypergame theory, and Inception, because they think that they control so much, but yet I've designed everything around me in my plans to where every time they make their moves that I know they're going to do, it works in my favor. I've not failed one time. Now, knowing that they're in this predicament, I don't know, you would think that you would leave somebody alone, somebody who has all your secrets, someone who can potentially screw things up for you. You think you would be smart enough to leave that person alone? Because it doesn't matter who you are, what organization you are, yeah, there's always something bigger. There's always an equal and opposite force in the world. There's always somebody.
Sounds like they like you, B.
Well, I got harassed for years. You're a genius. Come back and work for us. Come and work for us again. Well, no. Rejoin the military. Yeah, right. We want to train. No, I ain't training. No. You're out of your damn mind. You think I'm going to train your agents. Yeah, get out of here with that. I wouldn't waste my time. So I don't see any potential in any of these people to do something good with it anyways. But that's just my thing. That's why I call them Loomtards, and that's why I'll continue to call them Loomtards. But, hey, we got somebody on the line here. Let's go ahead and get those lines. We did tell our listeners to call in. We've got... wow. Let's go to line one. Kevin? Go ahead.
Hey. Line one. Hey, sir. How are you today? How are you today, sir?
I am doing quite all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. The reason why I called in is you and your co-hosts were talking about symbols. Symbols is something that I find to be very interesting and very fascinating. And I disagree a little bit with your co-host a little bit, and this is why I disagree a little bit with symbols. Symbols, and we can use let's use the alphabet for an example. The letter A is a symbol for what comes out of your mouth, like ah, the word ah. And where I'm going with this is, and I don't know if you've seen this, a few years ago, there was a Japanese scientist that took two beakers of water and wrote love on the one beaker and wrote words of hate and discouragement on another beaker, and they froze them. And the one that was frozen with the words of love and words of encouragement, the symmetry and how beautiful it was when it was frozen compared to the beaker that had words of discouragement and words of hate, the of how disorder and how chaotic it froze. So what I'm getting at is there's power behind your words and there's power in symbols.
There's only power if you allow it to become a part of your conscious reality. Our conscious reality is based on linguistics, and I have a master's in neurolinguistic programming, and our conscious reality is based on our senses, our taste, our smell, our hearing, our auditory, kinesthetic, so forth and so on, our visual. So we take all of this external information, quanti packets of information in through our senses. It's filtered through the brain. It goes to the frontal cortex and the medulla oblongata and the foramen and the occipital lobes and the temporal lobes. And it's put in its places with over 100 billion neurons and 10,000 synapses per neuron. And then it's brought to the attention of the person as consciousness, as reality. So I do understand what you're saying very indubitably. I understand completely what you're saying. The letters of the alphabet form sentences. Sentences form paragraphs, and paragraphs form reality. So, yes, I understand what you're saying, and I do agree with what you're saying completely.
Since, you know, you ran on that whole reality topic there for a minute, I'm also under the belief that we can change our reality if we change our vibration.
But well, you do change your reality. You do change your reality with your vibration. You do change your reality with your vibration. Your vibration has to do with your experience. Your vibration has to do with your perception, your philosophy, your conceptualization ability, your ability and capacity to think, to understand, to disseminate information, and your indoctrination and your programming and the propaganda that's come into you since you were born.
Ah, now that makes perfect sense. I mean, because I was under the impression, I call this transceivers, we're transmitters and receivers. And I would like to see, I mean, one thing that I would love to see, and I know I probably never will, I'm 36 years old, I'm kind of young, but I would love to see people stop fighting with religion, politics, and race, if there are the three things, the three dividing lines that I would like to see, you know, as Americans, us put throw to the wayside, you know, stop fighting amongst one another with these three petty issues. And if we could actually come together and put those three issues aside, we can fight about that later.
Do you know how many people, what is your name, Kevin?
My name's Kevin, yeah.
Kevin, my nephew's name was Kevin. He committed suicide at a very young, your age, as a matter of fact. What you're saying is very true, but it's silly. It's a silly idea. It's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. People think prayer is powerful. And I noticed in the commercial there at RBN, some man said, this will increase your prayer power. Impossible. Literally impossible. Prayer is simply positive thinking. Psycho-cybernetics. Positive thinking. Joel Osteen, thank Oprah Winfrey, you know, thank positive vibes, high frequency, better frequency, 536, 542, 7.8 for earth, grounding. So it has to do with your internal, external environment, the complete external, internal environment, the landscape that you're in, the place that you're in psychodemographically, stratification, psychodemographic stratification, and it has to do with your psychopotential, your potential is your energy frequency. It's potential energy frequency, electromagnetic frequency that you live on and live with. Photons coming into your system along with neutrons and the other things that float around the cell. And I don't want to get into science tonight too deep, but that's basically what you are, is a packet of energy, and you are a frequency, a set of frequencies, and people are not going to do what you just said that they need to do. They're not going to do it. We've had 150 years of extortion in this government. We've had 150 years of treason in this government. We've had 150 years of programming in this government, negative programming to the people who are the constitutional republic, who are the government. We, the people, are the government. Kevin is the government. We don't have a government sitting up there in Washington District of Criminals, okay? So nobody's going to come together and sing Kumbaya, Kevin. Forget it. Forget it.
I agree.
Game over.
Do you have a website or do you have an email that people could get a hold of you or if they wanted to?
D. Kyler. It's D as in dog. Kyler, okay. K-I-L-E-R, 2010 at gmail.com, sir.
All right, I appreciate that so much. I appreciate that. I'm blind. So, you know, remembering things isn't my greatest strong point, but I will try to remember
that. Don't take this wrong, Kevin, because I love you. You're better sighted than 85% of the American population, even if you're blind. I love you, brother.
I thank you for that
so much.
And I hope you have a great... Yeah, I hope you guys have a great and wonderful night. Thank you so much.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, if you're listening to this show, you're listening to this network, you're definitely way ahead of the curve. That is a fact. So, speaking of... Well, I've got to bring this up. Now, it's not related to movies, but it's still entertainment, industry entertainment related. Now, the Illuminati card game, we have a card with somebody that looks exactly like Trump. It's unbelievable. And you can't say it's not. you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I don't know what you think about that.
I know what you're talking about, and it is funny. It's funny, and it's scary. And it's like and terrifying all at the same time. It's like, yeah,
and he's causing ruckus, just like the card dictates.
Yeah.
Predicts, really.
I know. That's eerie, man. That's eerie. That's like The Simpsons. 25 predictions The Simpsons made, I listened to yesterday, and it was like unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes.
How many perfect predictions they made. It was like, I couldn't believe it. I was stunned, V. I was literally stunned.
So was I. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That video. Oh, wow. Yeah. down to, all the way down to the sign, where there's a scene in The Simpsons where someone's holding up
yeah.
a sign as Trump is going up an elevator.
Yeah,
and
escalate.
I saw some footage like that.
Escalator.
Yeah, escalator. Yeah, yeah, excuse me, escalator. Wow, that is that's amazing. That's yeah. so dead on. So, do you think this is being guided to fit the Illuminati cards, or something?
Well,
because there's two hands, right? One's predicting and one's enforcing, right?
Yeah. People actually ask that about John of Patmos when he was exiled to Patmos and he wrote Revelation. You know, Revelation has come out now 100% correct on everything, including the vaccine and including the Luciferius synthetic, including the quantum tattoo, including the RFID chip and all of this other stuff with the economic forum and the changing and the reset of the currency. You know, Revelation, Daniel, Thessalonians, Peter, come out perfect. And people have asked me that are Christians, do you think the government is following the Bible? And I say, you know, that's a good question. That's a good question. Are they using it as a script of some kind? Subconsciously even, are they using it as a script? Or the Christians ask me, could we be in a simulation and all of this is known already? And we're just going through the motions. So there's several different ideas about what you're talking about, Lee.
Well, I didn't even think about the Matrix idea in that. Oh, wow. Well, I would say that we're not in a simulation, but if it weren't for a couple of things, I know we have other callers, but one thing, have you ever seen the video footage of the airplane that's stuck in midair? Somebody's driving in the car and they've got their cell phone and they're filming.
Yes.
I don't have any explanation for that.
I don't think either.
It was faked. But it's just an airplane just hovering.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Well, I've seen a lot of really good UFO footage that made a lot of sense, and you'd have to look at it 100 times and still say, no, there's something to this now. This is real. This is real, you know, because I've seen UFOs traveling in and out of the Stargate. I'm up here where you can really see the Stargate, and I've seen UFOs traveling in and out of the Stargate, in and out of the Stargate, in and out of the Stargate. I mean, it's impossible not to see it if you're up here with me. Come up here sometime and watch the Stargate. Watch all of the traffic in and out of the Stargate.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I would really like that. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Okay, let's get with line 9, Kentucky. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. The topic you guys talked about, symbolics, I had a guy that was a non-traditional student about 21 years ago, I guess. I didn't want nothing to do with the internet, but he talked me into helping him because he didn't know anything about computers. And so that was one of the first things I did on the internet was actually in 1998, I guess it's been 22 years ago, was help him look up something called symbolics. He had to write some kind of a paper for one of his communications classes on the use of symbols to communicate. And so I'd never, you know, the web page I found had a snake eating its tail as a symbol. one of the web pages I found. But I think that kind of reminded me, too, of the declassified symbols that the FBI released a few years ago that pedophiles stamp into coins or things like that. Have you looked at those symbols that they, you know, the spiral triangle, the heart within a heart and the hand within a hand and all that sort of stuff? But there's a lot of that stuff gets used by people in ignorance, I think. They don't realize that that was something that the pedophile networks or whatever use to communicate what they're looking for. And I've actually seen that used on, like, daycare centers and different symbols there that get hijacked, I guess. But
the very interesting you starting out with, I just saw that snake eating its tail. You know, that is Ouroboros. Ouroboros in 1478, it's a drawing from Ouroboros, and it's an alchemical tract. And it's an ancient symbol depicting the serpent eating a dragon or eating itself, its own tail, the dragon's own tail. And it originated in ancient Egyptian iconography. The Ouroboros entered Western tradition via magical tradition in Greece, and it was adopted as a symbol of Gnosticism, if you ever wanted to know that, or Hermeticism, wow. And most notably alchemy. They used it in alchemy. It's got some very, very profound meanings to it in ancient Greece, if you ever want to look it up.
Yeah, there's probably some of this stuff that has been recycled from ancient Babylon, too, you know, as far as, like, the, I don't know, the astrology zodiac stuff. But I'd say we've lost a lot of knowledge about a lot of our past civilizations on this planet.
Over the last 250 million years, we have lost a lot of everything. And by the way, that dragon eating its tail means cycle of life, death, and rebirth. But yes, we have lost a lot over the last 250 million years, and especially over the last 80 million years, we have lost a lot.
Have you looked at the Ica stones, like the weird depictions of humans with dinosaurs?
Yes.
They can't all be fake. And some of some of them actually depict things. Even if they were fake, they were created before certain things were even known in the modern era about the texture of skin of dinosaurs and, let's see, what is it that, you know, there's several things there that, even if they were fake, how did they know, you know? So it points toward them not, some of them not being fake, depictions of surgery and anatomy and things like that, that you're like, what? How, and why would they do that? Why would they put these on the burial stones? Is what's another big puzzle. But it sure points toward a past civilization that was technological in a lot of ways and had knowledge that we've only recently regained. But the idea that...
Well, I'm very limited in my ability to understand the... Famamona and the trilogy, Condor, Cougar, Dragonfly, Flower of Life. I know about those because of Buddhism. Despacio, Kabbalid, Butterfly, Flower. I have a lot of different symbols that mean a lot of different things. Coca leaves are everywhere in the Andes, and they were eating a lot of those coca leaves, which is kind of like DMT or ayahuasca. Gives you a really great hallucination. It's a holy plant in Peru, and the Incans used it. It was a ceremonial concoction that was very, very, very... Anyway, got a break. Got a break.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And guys, stay tuned.
First you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.